Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
Bill Johnston from Omaha, Nebraska, and I met at Anchorage International Airport where our trip to fish Iliamna began. Bill had won Alaska Outdoors magazine's Alaska Dream Trip contest, the prize being a fishing trip to Alaska, fishing for a week with the magazine's editor. Almost before we had time to shake hands, we were whisked to ERA's flight to Iliamna. On our arrival at Iliamna, Dean Spear, our guide for the week, met us when the plane landed. We were shown our rooms and made familiar with the rest of the lodge. Dean then discussed the plan for the week, beginning that afternoon on the New Halen River. The New Halen is just a short drive from the lodge and is famous for rainbow trout in the 10 to 15 pound range. I held the hot rod for the afternoon and caught the rainbow of the day, an 8-pounder on an egg fly. Bill gave me a go for it, but couldn't seem to get past the 7-pound mark. He would hook up, but for some reason he just couldn't land them. Bill enjoyed the flight too and the fishing at the lodge's Ugashik Narrows camp. The water at Ugashik was so clear he could see huge char holding behind the spawning sockeye awaiting a meal of salmon eggs. Bill caught char, one after another, ranging in size from 3 to 6 pounds. Often everyone fishing had a hookup at the same time. Not only char, but Ugashik Narrows size, Arctic grayling, and silver salmon added to the excitement. The last day was perhaps the highlight of the week. Chief Pilot Mark Keene flew us, one at a time, in his wheel-equipped Super Cub bush plane. By using this plane and his knowledge of the area, we were able to fish streams we felt had never been fished. Late in the afternoon, Bill released a silverback to the river to spawn. Turning, he said with a grin, "A fella can get downright tired fishing in Alaska." Bill rubbed his arms, sore from catching so many big fish. It looked like he was about to give up and stop fishing for the day. No way. He took a deep breath and waded into the river to make his next cast. He stood there, more slowly retrieving his lure now, staring off at the mountains and the sun retreating behind them. He was all fished out. Alaska had won. She had finished more fishing than the angler could take. Bill put away his rod and surrendered to his own surroundings. We flew back to the lodge, tired and happy, enjoying the mountains and the wildlife below. Fall colors were creeping across the tundra. Bull moose sported huge white antlers reflecting light and gave away their location. Caribou were abundant. We spotted brown bear walking beaches or standing in the rivers fishing. Bill was in awe of the scenery, the fishing, and the lodge. Bill Johnston from Omaha, Nebraska, is glad he took his dream trip to the Iliamna country. Perhaps next time it will be your dream trip. And why not? Someone's going to do it. Why not you?
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun. And may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.